Welcome to this demonstration of using VoiceOver in Mountain Lion. In this particular demonstration, I want to show you the amazing new feature of using notifications. Of course, very similar to notifications on your iOS device, such as your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, but of course, this time actually using it on your Mac. So I want to show you how to actually go in and turn and check on what you want in your notifications area. And then of course, how to check your notifications on your Mac through the new renamed status menu. It's now called the Extras menu. So before I get started, let me say that I've got my MacBook Pro turned on. VoiceOver's running. And as usual, let me start from a known spot on my Mac by going to the desktop with Shift VOD. Of course, the VO keys or VoiceOver keys being the Control and Option key. So that's Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D for desktop.
Desktop, Dropbox alias, selected alias.
Okay, and we want to get to Notifications Center in System Preferences. So I'm going to go to my dock with VOD or Control Option D.
Dock, System Preferences.
Okay, I'm already on there. So I'm going to do VO Spacebar or Control Option Spacebar.
System Preferences, Window, Toolbar.
Okay, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Preference panes, scroll area.
Interact with the preference pane with Shift VO down or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with preference panes, scroll area.
Okay, I'm just going to type in NO for notifications.
NO.
Whoops.
No, general, personal, notifications button.
Okay, there's notifications. VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Press notifications, window, toolbar.
Okay, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Notification center shows your alerts in the upper dash right of your screen without interrupting what you're doing. Show and hide notification center by clicking its icon in the menu bar.
Okay, VR right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Applications table, share button, Twitter, selected.
Okay, there's our applications table. If I keep going with VR right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Show share button in notification center, check checkbox.
Okay, so by default, my last one that I was playing with was the share option for Twitter, and that's currently checked. So if I do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
The share button allows you to post on Twitter.
Okay, keep going.
Sort notification center colon by time pop-up button.
Okay, you can sort it by time. So I'm going to do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Menu two items checkmark by time.
Okay, VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
Checkmark by time.
Okay, VO up arrow, Control Option up arrow.
Manually.
Okay, well, I can sort it manually. I'm going to leave it alone, so I'm just going to press the escape key.
Closing menu. By time. Pop-up
okay,
button.
VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Help button.
Help button. And of course, one more. VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Help
that's the
button.
Bottom of the window. So let me jump back to that applications table. That's where you can check or uncheck things to be in your notifications area. So I'm going to do Shift VO Command T or Shift Control Option Command T for that table.
Applications table.
Okay, I'm going to interact with Shift VO down or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with Applications table, row 2 of 11, selected. Share button, Twitter, share button, row 2 of 11, selected cell 3 items.
If I do VO up arrow, Control Option up arrow.
In Notification Center.
Okay, that's the heading, In Notifications Center. So VO down, Control Option down arrow.
Share button, Twitter.
Okay, that's already on. So VO down, Control Option down arrow.
Mail, badges, sounds, banners.
Okay, that's my mail notifications. VO down, Control Option down arrow.
Messages, badges, sounds, banners.
Messages, of course, to send messages to all your other iOS devices, including other Macs, using the same Apple ID. VO down, Control Option down arrow.
Reminders, badges, sounds, alerts.
That's reminders, of course, the new application now available on the Mac for reminders. VO down, Control Option down arrow.
Safari, badges, sounds, banners.
Safari. Control Option down arrow, VO down again.
Twitter, badges, sounds, alerts.
Okay, Twitter itself, of course.
Not in Notification Center.
Okay, this is a new heading, Not in Notification Center. So VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
Calendar, badges, sounds,
okay,
alerts.
So I don't currently have my calendar in notifications, which I do. So I'm actually going to uninteract with that with Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with applications table. Calendar, badges, sounds, alerts. Selected.
Okay, so VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Calendar alert style colon. None radio
and
button.
I'm just doing
one
VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow at the moment. Okay, so calendar alert style.
Banners radio button.
And
two of three.
Banners.
Alerts radio button. Three of three.
Okay, banners. Select banners. VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Press banners radio button. Alerts radio button. Banners appear in the upper dash right corner and go away automatically. Alerts stay on screen until dismissed. Image. Show a notification center : unchecked checkbox.
Okay, show notification center unchecked. I'm going to put it in notification center. So VO spacebar, I can drop from the spacebar.
Check, show a notification center : checkbox.
Okay, VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Five recent items, pop-up button.
Five recent items, and you can change how many items are displayed. So VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Badge app icon, check checkbox.
Badge app icon, I'll just leave that checked.
Play sound when receiving notifications, check checkbox.
Play sound when receiving notifications, I'll leave that on.
Sort notification center :
sort notification center again.
By time, pop-up by time. Button, help button.
Help, and of course one more.
Help
right button. At the end. So let me go back to that table with Shift VO Command T or Shift Control Option Command T.
Applications table.
Okay, interact with Shift VO Deno, Shift Control Option Deno.
Interact with Applications table, row 8 of 11, selected. Calendar, badges, sounds, banners, calendar, row 8 of 11.
Okay, so VO Deno, Control Option Deno.
Not in Notification Center.
Okay, so of course, calendar got added to the notifications, what's in the Notification Center. So now we're back to not in the notification center. So VO down or control option down arrow.
FaceTime, badges, sounds, banners.
FaceTime, I don't have that in notification center because I don't actually use it at the moment. So down again.
Game center, badges, sounds,
game center,
banners.
That's a new option again in Mountain Lion. Down again.
Game center.
And we're at the bottom of that table. So basically, you would do VO up and down arrow through this table, get a particular item you want to actually check or unchecked in Notification Center and make the appropriate changes for each one of those. I'm just going to do Command Q to close down the whole system preferences for the moment. So Command Q.
Finder, desktop, Dropbox alias, selected alias.
Come back to my desktop. And now let's get to the important bit. Let's go to the Notifications Center and see what's happening in there. So of course, to get to that now, it's Notification Center is in the menu bar. So I'm going to do VOM or Control Option M twice.
Menu Extras, Accessibility Menu Extra. Menu Extras, Accessibility Menu Extra.
Okay, and Accessibility is in my Extras menu because I've got that turned on in Accessibility Preferences to have that on my Extras menu so I can tell what accessibility features I'm on. So VO right arrow, control option right arrow, over to Notification Center.
Time Machine, Menu Extra, Bluetooth, Menu Wii-Fi, 4 of 4 bars, System Sound Volume, Battery : Monday 12 : Apple, User, Spotlight, Menu, Notification Center, Menu Extra.
Okay, there's the Notification Center. So VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Notification Center, Window.
Okay, VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Close button. Notifications Table.
Okay, there's our notifications table. So I'm going to interact with that table with Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with notifications table, row 2 of 2. Click to tweet button, share widget, row 2 of 2.
Okay, that's click to tweet. Now if I just did VO up arrow, Control Option up arrow.
Show alerts and banners, show alerts and banners, check checkbox.
Okay, that's this checkbox to show alerts and banners. So down again with VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
Click to tweet button.
Click to tweet. And I might actually just send a tweet here right now. So I'm going to do VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Press application, share dash Twitter, system dialog, edit text.
Okay, I'm going to type in
J T space just D doing space doing M my, space my I F eight space fifth P R E dash R E I space recording
pre-recording of
F space M O U T I space mountain L space lion D space and V E E R period voiceover period.
Okay, so interact with that edit box. So Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with edit text.
And a VO right arrow, Control Option right over to the send button.
75. Add locate, cancel, send button.
Okay, VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Prep text. Just doing my fifth pre notification center. Window, system dialog. Click to tweet button. Share widget, row 2 of 2. Selected button cell.
Okay, and I'm back in my notifications table still, and it gave that nice little tweet to say it sent the tweet.
Row 2 of 5. Selected button cell.
Okay. So I'm back in the table again. So I do VO down or control option down arrow.
Mail. Clear button.
Okay, that's mail. And I've got the clear button to clear my mail notifications. So I do VO down arrow.
Kevin, 42 minutes.
And so if I do VO down after option demo.
Twitter, 10:21 a.m. David Woodbridge, you have new followers on Twitter.
Okay, and so on. So I'm going to clear my mail notifications. I'm going to do VO up arrow, control option up arrow.
Kevin, mail, clear button.
Okay, I'll do VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Click to tweet button, share widget, row 2 of 2 button cell, no row selected.
Okay, so if I come out of that table with shift VO up arrow, shift control option up arrow.
Stop interacting with notifications table. Click to tweet button.
I'll do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Notification center preferences button.
There's your notifications preferences as well. So that will take you into that panel that we got to via system preferences through the dock. Now if I want to close the notifications window, if I do VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Notification close button.
Okay, VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Prep menu extras. Notification center menu extra.
Okay, so we're back in the extras menu. If I did VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Spotlight menu okay. Apple user menu extra.
Okay, and as you could just tell then, I just went over Spotlight because Spotlight's now in the extras menu now. You can no longer use VOM three times to get to the Spotlight edit field anymore. Okay, I'm just going to jump back to my desktop with shift VOD or shift control option D.
Desktop Dropbox alias. Selected alias.
And we're back
Dropbox
to the desktop.
Alias. Selected alias.
So I find tweeting very cool from my Mac now. I can do tweets. I can check what tweets I've got coming in through my mentions, direct tweets, etc. And of course, as I just showed then, I could check that I've got a new message in mail. And when people send me messages from their iOS devices, etc., I can check those as well. So on and so on. So notifications on your Mac is a very nice feature now with Mountain Lion. I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration. Thanks for listening and bye for now.